One Step Beyond. Stephen ain't my baby. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And welcome back to the Computer Corner. We've got lots of links on our website for various Memorial Day websites, celebrations, how to properly display the flag.
Did you know what?
How to properly observe Memorial Day, so on and so forth.
At night, you either need to take it down or light it up.
Right.
Light it up?
All the time.
Yeah. You know, put a light on it so it's visible.
Yes.
Yeah. Either that or take it down. Your choice.
Either way.
You don't leave it flying without a light on it.
Correctamundo.
That's disrespectful.
It is very.
Interesting.
Did you want to handle this autoplay email, or are you ready for that?
Autoplay email?
Yeah, you're not even ready, are you?
I'm. You know what? I'm so far. I'm not ready.
All right.
Let's go to Charles instead.
All right. Dave wanted to know. You can work on this while you work with Charles.
Selector.
Well, if you can read it, I could probably answer it.
It says autoplay quit working on my my music CDs on Windows XP.
Okay.
Don't even get the dialogue box prompting me to select an action.
Mm-hmm.
Does recognize and show music CD when inserted into Drive, but have to click on the Drive icon to cause it to play. Good show, guys. Keep it coming.
So maybe when he's putting something in, it auto-launches something for music CDs?
Well, no. He's saying nothing auto-launches anymore. He inadvertently told it. You know how Windows XP, when you put something in, it puts up a dialog box and says, what do you want me to do, and do you want me to do this forever? And one of the things is don't do anything. And if you ever say don't do anything and say this
and from check
this
the little
point,
box
from this point on don't do anything, then it'll never ask you again.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Isn't
so there's a setting in Windows XP to reactivate autoplay.
There is.
Yes.
And you can do that. There's several different ways, just like anything. The way that comes to mind for me is to right click my computer and come down to manage. I'm thinking this is going to work, but I can't try it because, of course, we're locked down here.
Let's do it together.
I don't have a lockdown one.
We'll try this.
You know what? Why don't we take the phone call and we'll verify before
we waste a bunch of people's time.
And we'll
I think
obviously have this in the follow-up newsletter.
Of course.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Perhaps Charles, though, has a question we can solve instantly and quickly and efficiently and happily. Charles?
Yes.
Good welcome. Day, sir.
Good day. How are you guys today?
Good. How can we help you?
I'm looking for a program that will do a backup of my hard drive like the old floppy disk used to do, like the old program.
Okay, so you want to back up everything on your hard drive to floppy disks?
No, I want to back up everything on my hard drive to CD, but do it like you used to do with the old floppy drives, you know, like the
incremental and...
Yeah, it would show you, okay, put in disk one, put in disk two, put in disk three.
Yeah. You can do that with CD. We don't recommend you do it with CDs just because the CD format really isn't conducive to that type of backup, in our opinion, for several reasons, just because of the way it stages data.
When it's all said and done, Charles, what are you trying to accomplish? You're trying to make it so that if your computer ever crashed, you could get back to where you were at, or you're trying to just do a full backup, or...
Well, I'm just trying to do a full backup, and then what I want to really do is, and I don't know how to basically do this that well either, is I have an HP 514N, and all of the stuff that came with all the software that came with it.
Yes.
There's a lot of it on there that I never use and will never use.
Yes, we call it junkware
or bloatware.
Yeah. Bloatware, yes, it's garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, these computer manufacturers think that they have to preload the computer with as much garbage as they can because you're not very educated, so you're going to perceive that as value, when in fact all they're doing is munging up your computer with a bunch of extra junk and causing it to be slower, and I wish they would stop doing it.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's a different show.
There's a lot of them that come on and they run in the background.
Right. Now, most of the times they're going to give you disks for all those programs, so you shouldn't have to back those up. You can just get rid of them.
Yeah, well, they didn't give me any disks. They were just on the computer.
Okay.
So what I wanted to do was to back it all up and everything.
Yeah, and you're probably living in the old DOS days when you could back stuff up and then restore it and it would actually work.
Yeah,
doesn't work that way. Windows, unfortunately, Charles.
Yeah, Windows XP is a lot different.
Yeah, you can't back up a program and then reinstall it from that backup.
You can only reinstall programs from the original installation disks in most cases.
So your choices are to back up just your data, which is what we recommend, or to do what's called an image copy of your computer. That way you could restore it to its original with everything that you see now. You would create an image, but that wouldn't be done with CDs and backups and that kind of stuff.
Okay, can I make an image of my hard disk on my hard disk?
You can, but we found that to be fairly unreliable. And unfortunately, you don't realize that you have a problem until it's too late when you actually need the image.
You can also technically make an image of your drive onto multiple CDs, but again, it proves to be a fairly unreliable process. And the problem is, you think that it's done, and so you go about doing whatever it is, thinking you have a safety net, and then you don't, because it's very difficult to check to see whether it's going to work until you actually need to use it, and then it's too late.
There's something that you familiar with the iOmega company? They've had the Zip Disk and the old Jazz drives and those kinds of things?
Yeah.
They have a new product that just got released called the Rev Drive, R-E-V, because it's revolutionary. It actually is there intended to be a alternative to the traditional backup devices like tape. And it has incremental and backup utilities that are part of the package. It's a 35 gigabyte removable cartridge, so you can just, you know, once you fill one of them up, you can actually buy multiples or make multiple copies.
It's brand new on the market, so it's going to be higher priced than if you can wait a few months, probably, and we haven't had time to test it out yet. We're going to be getting one soon and checking it out.
The cheapest way would be to attach a second hard drive, whether it's internal or external, to that machine and use a program like Ghost to image
to the
second drive, right. Yeah, and then you have a control copy of, you know, whatever, and you could always restore that image.
But you got some cost involved in buying that second drive and some setup time and buying a Ghost
software
program, all that kind of stuff. The other thing, which we kind of started with, or when we went way back here, is just back up what's important to you. Most of the things that you care about are probably in your My Documents folder, or even more specifically, if you're running Windows XP, it's in the Documents and Settings folder under each username. There's a bunch of different settings and things that would all be most of the stuff you would care about there.
One last option for you that you can watch for on the horizon, a company that we've talked about for years here, a web company called xDrive. They have a pay service now where you can actually use their secured web servers to back up through the internet, push your stuff up on a regular basis. They're going to come out with a free version here supposedly in the next 30 to 60 days. So you might want to keep your eye on xDrive.com and when they have that free offer, give that a shot, because you can. What it does is you just download a piece of software onto your computer. It literally creates an X drive on your computer, and so anytime you copy or move anything to the X drive, it's backing it up to that remote web server, and it can do it on a timed basis as well. So like every Friday night, push all my documents up to the X drive.
Kind of cool, huh?
Yeah.
And free.
Well, soon.
That's always good.
Yeah.
That's
so as good. Soon as it's real and we've tested it, we will put it in our newsletter. But you can kind of watch for that. It's a pretty cool little deal.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time.
You betcha, Charles.
I've just been looking and looking and looking.
Well,
and
you're kind of looking for something that doesn't exist because it really doesn't work.
Yeah, well, that's what everybody's been telling me, but I'm...
Keep fighting it, Charles. If everybody tells you it doesn't work, keep fighting it.
That's right. Don't let them tell you no.
Frustration is the mother of invention.
That's right, and never let them see a sweat.
Okay.
All right, Charles.
Thank you.
All right, good luck. Yeah, he's living in the old DOS days when you could actually do that backup onto multiple floppies.
Right.
And then you could actually restore those floppies and everything would actually work.
Right. That's not quite as simple as it used to be.
That was just after electricity that last worked.
Right.
Yeah.
By the way, how do I fix the autoplay issue that we were talking about before?
Jace.
I started leading in the wrong direction, so it's good that we didn't go that direction.
Yes.
Actually, open up my computer.
Yeah.
And you can get to that through various places.
Uh-huh.
Right-click on the CD drive or removable drive that you're having problems
yes.
with.
Yes.
Go down to Properties.
Yes.
Then look for the Autoplay tab.
Yes.
And when you click that Autoplay tab, it should become fairly apparent what you need to do, but basically you're going to select the type of file, in this case, let's say music files, that you want to deal with. They're on the little drop-down list.
Mm-hmm.
And then select an action, and make sure, I would say, prompt me each time to choose an action if you want to get it back to the way it originally was, so that it'll start prompting you each time you throw a music file in. But if you want it to always play using like Media Player or something like that, you can choose that option in there or tell it to take no action. You can do that for each type of multimedia file. So there's music files, pictures, video files, mixed content.
Yeah, so like
and
if
music
you,
CDs.
If you have a CD with a bunch of pictures on it and you want it to just automatically launch a particular picture viewer, you can actually tell Windows XP whenever I put these kinds of discs in or these kinds of files show up on a CD, then go ahead and launch my picture viewer.
Yep.
It's so cool.
Or you can tell it to copy the pictures to a special folder or...
It's all good.
Use, like, your camera software or whatever you want.
Michael, you will include this in our follow-up newsletter?
I suppose so.
You suppose so?
Yes.
And if you're not a subscriber to our weekly free, absolutely free, newsletter, you can register yourself or subscribe at datadoctors.com. Look for the newsletter section, and hopefully your company, whoever your ISP is, hopefully they don't have unsophisticated spam filters that will filter out our messages to you, because
they are spam-free.
Does happen, yeah.
They are spam-free, we promise.
We try.
By the way, some digital cameras also will work the same way. If you have one of those card readers, when you stick them in, you can set it up to automatically do something with those pictures. So it's not just for CD drives. It's anything, basically, it's removable media or removable drives. You can just generally set that kind of stuff up. Again, it's in My Computer. You right-click on the drive, select Properties, and look for the Autoplay tab. It should become fairly apparent what to do from there.
Yeah? Huh?
She's whispering, play tab.
I said, look for the Autoplay tab.
But that doesn't work well on the radio, see?
Because I think
people wonder. They think we're telling secrets.
Maybe I am.
Speaking of telling secrets, we've got only one segment left to go.
Yes,
but
we do.
Don't tell the audience.
Oh, sure.
We're going to take a quick break, but don't tell them we're doing that either. They're going to think the commercials is just us.
Yeah.
They'll never know.
I think when we come back, we'll do the whole segment like we're whispering.
Yeah. What a great idea.
Great radio. This will be the last show ever.
Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, Michael Valdivia back.
No, you meant
Michael Valdivia.
In just a sec.
DHL invites you to go to EntertoWin.com for your chance to win an iPod Mini. Must be 18 years of age or older.